Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's pretty clear based on Kevin Warren's stated desire to remain on the league front that that's their first option. And so, you know, we're very happy to be plan B or plan 1A, whatever you want to call it at this point. We're waiting in the wings if they do get a no on the lakefront. And again, I do feel that the short-term tax issues with the school districts are going to be easily resolved if the Bears do get a no on the lakefront and turn back in our direction. So I don't anticipate that that's going to be a problem. But that's just a short-term issue. Then if they do commit back to Arlington Heights, we've got a lot of other issues that we have to look at. And we have to do our own due diligence to determine whether or not a Bears stadium in Arlington Heights would be best for our community.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Thomas Hayes, the mayor of Arlington Heights. We had a chance to talk to him. Obviously, we had a chance to talk to Kevin Warren, who was in studio this morning, and now we get a chance to talk to our guy, Mark Gannis. He, of course, is the owner, founder of SportsCore. He is our stadium expert and always a delight to talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Great to talk to you both.
Well, we are, still kind of gobsmacked by the show yesterday. You know, there was a lot of dog and pony and bread and circus, and it was shiny lights. And my God, the renderings, the drawings, the illustrations, and of course the video. I loved all of it, but now comes the nitty gritty. How difficult will it be for the Bears to get this done, Mark?
Very difficult. Yeah. And they know it. That's not a surprise to them. By the way, Kevin Warren, force of nature, huh?
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah. Impressive. Yeah, he definitely knows what he wants to say and how to say it.
A lot different than Ted Phillips, I'll give you that.
I've known Kevin since he was a lawyer with the Bears. So goes back, known him for a long time. And what you see is what you get with him. He is that that enthusiastic, that prepared, that gracious, which is also a rare trait among people who are in senior positions sometimes. So I was at the event yesterday, and his energy just emanated from the stage. Mm.
So, Mark, what was your impression coming away from that event? Because there was a lot of flashy, slick presentation. There were a lot of things that basically the Bears in the past, frankly, have not been known for. Very well conceived and executed. What was your impression about the presentation itself?
The Bears part of the presentation was very well done. They knew what they were doing. They were pretty straightforward and considering that this is a political environment as well. But I will tell you, this is going to be a difficult deal to get done. First thing to say is Chicago has needed a dome stadium for decades now. This is not a new need. This is something that's been discussed many times in the past. Former Governor Jim Edgar talked about building McDome, very close to the same area, by the mm-hmm. way. Then when we had the Olympics, there was going to be a dome stadium that was going to result out of that one. This is not anything new. It's not a revelation that if Chicago had this facility, it would attract a lot of these national and international events that bypass Chicago now. But the Bears made that very clear many, many times yesterday. The city, I couldn't believe how unprepared they were, to be honest with you guys. I thought they were very disappointing. So the Bears are going to have to do a heck of a lot of heavy lifting to try and get this through Springfield. It's hard to see. I mean, when you've come from Daly's and Emmanuel's and even Lightfoot's, I was just stunned at how the city was not better prepared for yesterday.
In what way, Mark, specifically?
No answers.
Okay.
I'll give you one that is a key question. The Lakefront Protection Ordinance and right. Friends of the Park.
Right. Yes.
He was asked that question. Not only did the mayor not answer it, he even deflected it poorly, talking about kids on ball fields. You could build ball fields in the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Where the kids actually live. The stadium. The Bears did a great job with that. It's something that's very needed. They're talking about putting on 2/3 of the money up, which is, it's a big number that they would be putting up together with the NFL and that kind of thing. And they identified a source of money. Of course, that the White Sox would have something to say about that source of money as well. But they did the Bears did a great job. But that's a very big building on east of Lakeshore Drive on what is a park. And that same group stopped a museum from being built on the museum campus. Kind of seems like an important issue to be dealing with. And that's a political issue as well as a legal issue. And the city had no answers.
That's the voice of Mark Gannis, of course, from Sports Corps, the owner founder. And we're talking about the Bears news conference yesterday. Not impressed by Mayor Brandon Johnson when he got his turn to speak. And I've got to say, when we think about all of the issues, the mayor of Chicago is on board with this project, and he has to be to a certain extent the front man for some of these political pushback issues. And obviously, when you talk about the Friends of the Park, the other element here, we didn't even get into this, not even with Kevin Warren, the president of the Bears, but like they're talking about a hotel, they're talking about like a bar,
a museum.
That's all fine and well, David, but there are strict limitations to what you can do based on the city of Chicago and the longstanding rules about the lakefront. You're not allowed to be opening up a casino or whatever it is that will be connected to this thing.
And as we attempt to reconnect with Mark Gannis, I think you're exactly right. And those are some of the details that were lacking. And I don't know that they were fully prepared to address them yet. And that's a kind of I don't want to say neglect, but I think that's the kind of thing that you notice when it's not there.
Right.
I think that's what Mark was talking about.
Yeah, and I think that we understand what the cost is and how as I said to you earlier, the infrastructure, I'm okay. I understand how that works. Here's the problem I have, and we'll ask Mark about it, that there is a hotel tax in place, a 2% tax in place for ISFA, and there is money already there. But whenever I'm asked about this stuff, Mark, I go back to this idea that the Bears, the taxpayers still on the hook for $631 million from Soldier Field, which under this plan is raised And you keep the columns because you got to keep the columns. It's got landmark status. So you got a wall with the columns on it. I just don't know that I trust people that are $631 million in the hole to be able to kind of, well, we'll throw that in and we'll make it part of the next loan and blah, blah, blah. It just seems crazy to me, Mark, not to look at that and wonder if the competence of everyone involved is correct.
Well, you're on the part of the public sector, I came away with similar doubts. Now, the city's financial officer, who spoke yesterday, had in a very limited role. She seemed to be on top of things, but your point is very well taken, which is, you know, they just keep kicking the can down the road. But that's nothing new for Chicago and Illinois, guys. We know about the pension issues around here, and they keep kicking those cans down the road as well and bonding against them. I don't mean to be negative about the project. The project is something we've needed for a long time, and the benefits that Kevin and the Bears talked about are absolutely going to be there, and the Bears are willing to put up over $2 billion of money. That's a massive amount of money to put forward. It's just that now when we get, I wouldn't even just say the nitty gritty, we're getting to the political side of it, and the state must be the main partner in this whole thing. And we know what the comments are that came from Governor Pritzker and from Senate President Harmon and Speaker Chris Welch. And we also know that the White Sox are looking at exactly the same taxing source to help them build a new stadium for the Sox. And you look at that and you say, okay, well, where's the leadership at City Hall? And, you know, what you got yesterday was a cheerleader, not a political leader.
So let's talk.
And that seemed odd.
No, that I agree with that, Mark, and I think it's well put. Let's talk about those simultaneous quests for that money and those funds. We've talked about it before, but how does the timing of yesterday, how was that affected or maybe pushed up because of what the White Sox are trying to do as well? And how are these two projects going to, when are they going to collide if they haven't already?
Well, I think that's part of the timing. You know, Jerry came out publicly, Reinsdorf did his tour down in Springfield, has a related Midwest working with him on the 78, the plot of land known as 78. The renderings came out, and the Bears, wanting to be on the lakefront, we're playing catch up there. So I think the timing of coming out when they did was very important because the White Sox are already out there looking at exactly the same revenue source that they want to tap into. So I think that certainly was a part of this. Plus, I have to give Kevin and the Bears a lot of credit for doing it the day before they're about to draft tonight what they hope will be the quarterback of the future for the Bears, where they have the number one pick, and the whole football world, the whole sporting world is going to be watching tonight. So you can be assured that ABC, ESPN, NFL Network are going to do a lot of talking about the new stadium plan and the renderings that were put out yesterday. So brilliant timing on the part of Kevin and the Bears. Great presentation yesterday by Kevin and the Bears. And definitely I see what the White Sox did as being a precipitating cause for getting this out there, even without having the state political leaders on board yet.
So the race is still on for that money, right? The Sox and the Bears are, and at one point, didn't the legislature say, why don't you guys get together and figure it out? And clearly this is now not going to happen. They're making two separate pitches.
Absolutely. And that is now Kevin was asked that question yesterday, and he said that he has been speaking with the White Sox, and that's good. Senator President Harmon specifically came out months ago and said, come back to us, the two teams get together and come back to us with one plan. That does not seem to have happened. It does appear that these are two separate plans and two separate tracks going forward. Now, by the way, don't ignore the impact the Bears have had on the White Sox. You know, originally the White Sox were not talking about putting up any money into the stadium, a new stadium. And just recently, Jerry started talking about putting up $200 million into the new stadium. And I think that's a bit of the competition that's going on between the two teams looking for the same taxing source.
So Jerry says he's going to pledge $200 million of his own money. The Bears and the McCaskies say they're willing to go up to $2 billion for their project. Are either or both of those numbers negotiable? Do you expect either the Sox with Jerry Reinsdorf's money or the Bears with the McCaskies' fortune to come up from there to make this a little bit more palatable maybe to the public?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. Yeah, I was asked a question after the press conference. You know, the mayor said that there's not a single new tax dollar, increased tax dollar, and that he repeated a second time. And his attorney said, well, the plan that was presented yesterday, yes. But anybody who's been around this town more than 5 minutes knows the first plan that's presented gets changed within 30 minutes before the Klieg lights go off. And it's short. So all of these points are going to have to be negotiable, all of them. And that's part of what the next steps in this process are going to be. And that's also when people should be paying a lot more attention, because around here, sometimes the deals get done behind the scenes, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, if the ISFA funding, if something happens and people aren't filling up the hotels, that's then on the city to make up the difference, right? So in other words, if something, you know, and I don't know what it would be, but good God, you know, you worry about people staying downtown for the love of God. I just think that you'd have to be aware that the cost would fall on the city if anything went bad on that tax.
Well, that's actually, it's really interesting that you'd raise up, because the city is already on the hook for the original. And I think it was 23 point something million dollars that had to kick in last year into it. In some ways, the city may be looking at this project to get them off the hook for the existing bonds by refinancing and spreading them out over 40 years so that they don't have to make up for the losses on the existing bonds. Just issue new ones, spread them out over 40 years, get $900 million of that over to, in this case, the new Bear Stadium, and that helps the city financially. And there's that's what came out of the CFO yesterday, makes some sense, at least from the standpoint of the mayor over the next couple of years, but doesn't make sense for the city over the next 40 years.
Right.
Those are some of the questions that will need to be vetted and answered as we go forward. But you're exactly right. There's a cliff coming on those bonds that are, with a tax source that only has a limited duration that they're trying to extend another 40 years.
And because it's such a steep climb, as you have pointed out, and it'd be difficult maybe to see this going through, obviously Arlington Heights has got to remain probably an option. We talked to Tom Hayes, the mayor of Arlington Heights, just after we talked to Kevin Warren. Just wondered, what would you advise them to do? And is this still something that you believe is a possibility, however deep on the plan, the A, B, C, D, E, or F, it is?
They should not sit back. They should make themselves more attractive and come up with a plan. The idea of just sitting back and waiting for something to fall into your lap because the plan that's on the table somehow fails, I don't get that. If he really wants them there and it does make sense, keep working at it. Get a tax treaty, what everybody can be comfortable with the tax importance. Look at what the potential sourcing might be for infrastructure money in the area. Come up with a plan for what the ancillary development might be. Arlington Heights made sense because it's first a great location for where the Bears fans are. It's a great intermodal transportation hub. Mm-hmm. It's used to having a lot of people going to it, and because it has all that extra land to help offset some of the development of it, which could help offset some of the costs associated with building and operating the stadium. So it made a lot of sense. It still does. Now, the Bears are focused, as they must be laser focused to have any shot at getting the lakefront done. So that's Kevin's doing it exactly the right way. But if I'm Arlington Heights, I'm not sitting back and waiting for the lakefront to fail. I'm putting all the pieces together to give the Bears an incentive to want to be up here, as opposed to just waiting for somebody else to screw up. That part of it makes no sense to me to sit back. if they're interested in this, get going. If they're not interested in it, just say they're not interested in it.
Yeah, I think the fascinating element here is that we have so many questions about where they wind up. If they're not on the lakefront, they're going to be in Arlington Heights. And what happens on the lakefront? If they're on the lakefront, they're not in Arlington Heights. So then what happens to Arlington Heights? And meanwhile, the White Sox, their position is just confounding to me. I don't know how they're going to get that done. And it's all – we got a lot of pipe dreams floating around
maybe
here.
Jerry can buy the land from the McCaskies.
Oh, boy.
You know, you should make that suggestion. The thing to keep in mind, fellas, is that the Bears are never leaving the Chicago market, ever.
Right.
Can't say the same thing about the White Sox.
Wow.
If this they got
doesn't
a threat.
Get done,
yeah.
Right. If this doesn't get done, they have a lease that's terminating. And, you know, the one of the markets that's been talked about, Nashville, is, I've been there many times, is an exceptional market. And I don't know if you guys saw the business news a day ago. Larry Ellison, the chairman and CEO of Oracle, one of the largest tech companies in the world, announced or slipped that he's going to move the entire global headquarters to Nashville. One of the largest tech companies is leaving Silicon Valley to go to Nashville. I say that not to extol Nashville over Chicago. Chicago is still miles larger than Nashville. I say that because it's a growing market, gaining a lot of attention. And if for some reason the White Sox deal doesn't get done, they could move. The Bears will never move.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mark, thank you. Great stuff. We appreciate your time as always.
You're the best, Mark.
Always love talking to you both. Thank you, guys.
That is Mark Gannis, and he is the best.
He really is.
That's great stuff. He knows everything.
He knows everything.
Why doesn't Oracle move here? Then they could build the 78. They could move into the 78, give the Sox.
Maybe they're just
buy the Sox.
Huge country music fans.
Yeah, it's got to be it.
It's got to be it.
We can open up a country bar.
There's a few.
Haw House will have when we're in the 78.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 312-644-6767. Happy draft day,
it's
everybody.
Draft day. Yes.
We're going to get into it. We still got Bixie. He's going to join us in a bit. But we're going to talk about the draft, and we're anxious to get your calls. 312-644-6767. 6767 Mullen Haw on the score.
Haw House.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go.
I did it with Caleb, DJ Moore, and Keenan Allen. We were just throwing the ball, getting better. It was just a throwing test, you know. I don't know how much y'all want to dig into it as something that's potentially going to happen, but, you know, who knows? You know, it's up to the teams and what they feel they need, and we'll see where it all ends up.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the man.
That's the guy.
All roads lead to Rome. Romo Doomsday, he's coming. Wow. Number 9 pick, you get the quarterback, then you get the doomsday, then you start the clock on championships and the end of the world.
Yes, Rome may not have been built in a day, but whatever he has put into getting to make himself into this kind of player, the Bears should want.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
How about
I'm
that? Number
really
9,
fired up.
If he is that available, that good.
He's been working out with them.
That familiar, that's the right word, the familiarity between Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. Both Pac-12, although USC's a Big Ten school now.
It was funny, though, that USC, he said, when asked about Rome Odunze, he said, well, he kicked our ass earlier in the year, which was a kind of a funny response, how well Odunze had played in that game. But, hey, there's mutual admiration.
There is, and there's a chemistry. There's a rapport. They were posing together at the Detroit airport.
Get out of here.
I think this about Odunze, I wonder how much the Bears like that idea. I wonder about the Bears wanting maybe an offensive tackle at that spot. And I only say that because I'm caught up here. This is what I'm caught up on this morning. Daniel Jeremiah, who I respect a lot.
Sure.
Because he does the homework.
He's good. Yeah.
His last mock draft has the Bears taking Olufashinu.
Okay.
From the...
That would please Justin Fields, too?
Or Caleb Williams.
I'm sorry, Caleb Williams.
We've all moved on, except for Mully.
Except for Mully's mind. So,
but they have him taking Fashanu at 9 with the Odunze still on the board.
Mm.
And I wouldn't like that. I don't think I'd get too, as I said, I want to stay true to this. I don't think I'm going to get too upset about anything the Bears do tonight because I don't think they can screw this up. But if they leave Odunze on the board and they draft the second offensive tackle or the third offensive tackle off the board, I might have to reassess that.
Buddy of mine, NFL scout, told me that Odunze reminded him of Larry Fitzgerald. Since I heard those two words, Larry Fitzgerald, Fitz, one of my all-time favorites.
You're in.
I'm totally hoping that this happens.
I am too.
When we talked about it, you said Rome Odunze at 9. You're locked in, too.
I know. I did. I made the prediction.
Don't you dare back off.
I'm not backtracking. I'm not backpedaling. I'm just saying that gave me pause when I saw somebody I respect with a mock draft that I didn't dismiss.
All right.
You know this. I mean, we're in dismissal mode. You see a mock draft. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure. Who are you trying to impress?
That guy's a known idiot. That's the problem when you know everybody.
Exactly. You know their motivations.
You know who's good. You know who's throwing stuff at the board.
But we're on record. We have the same idea. We came to this independently. And Rome Odunze, if the Bears stay at 9, as I think they should, is the guy if he's on the board.
I said when we were doing our little thing in the pick six, I said, well, you know, I want them to take him. I hope he's there. He's going to be there. But they'll trade down from it. I predict that they trade down just because they wanted to break my heart. And somebody texted in, you are such a Sox fan. You are such a damaged human.
That is the way the Sox fan would look at this.
Yeah.
If something could go wrong, it will.
I'm a damaged human. Let's get to the phone lines. Right. We got a lot of people want to talk
people.
Draft. And it's draft day.
It's draft day.
David wrote down the name and put it in his pocket.
I got it in my pocket. Hold on.
There
I'm
it is.
Out for people on Twitch.
Show him.
Yes, I'm showing the people on Twitch. Caleb Williams, no matter what.
No matter what.
Duh. I just like that movie.
Who doesn't? Sonny Weaver Jr. Ken's on the road. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Ken? All the numbers, the BMI.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken, are you talking to someone or are you with us?
BMI numbers? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
It's the wrong
what
number.
What are the BMI numbers? What do they say about up, the Ken? Number nine pick?
I'm okay. Right, I was in the good. Middle of my my biometric screening for work.
Okay. Good luck with that. What
so
do you want?
I just had a couple of things I wanted to say.
Sure.
One about the Bears draft, and I'm a Packer fan, but I hope Bears fans are excited. I cannot believe that there are any Bears fans who are not excited about not only tonight, but the future of the franchise, because I know Ryan Pohl said he wanted to take back the North, you know, take the North and never give it back. And I think he's certainly making progress on that every year. And I think the Bears are really a team that's on the cusp of becoming perennially good, if not great, if things continue the way they're going. So
okay.
As a Packer fan, it kind of scares me.
Good. That's good. We want you
thanks, Ken.
Trembling.
Good luck with that BMI stuff.
Yeah.
He's a Packer fan. You've got to be a lot of cheese in that diet.
Probably a bad BMI.
It might be. Might have been some bad news we just tapped into
Joe,
there.
Joe's in Round Lake. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Mully Hall. Man, I got to say, you guys got to do a better job of screening your callers. We don't need these Packer fans calling up my station, man. What's going on with that?
All right, we'll work on that,
well,
Joe.
Well, I mean, again, we are not the call screeners. We're the hosts.
You got to hire better.
Your beef is with some other gentleman
that was
sitting in there.
Mully throwing Dustin under the bus.
I never said his name.
Okay, what's up, Joe?
It's draft day. We ain't got time for that. Anyway, so I was just going to say, man, I think a Dunze would be awesome. I think they need to get the like some Roman music ready for when he's scoring touchdowns at Soldier Field, and we got to get this going, man. Roman Doomsday all day. Let's go.
Yo, man.
Let's get this done.
Oh yeah, Joe.
That's it.
Rome if you want to. Rome around the world. There you go.
All right.
Wait, that's spelled right? No, that's the wrong way.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It doesn't matter. I'm a big fan. I went to school in Rome.
Oh wow!
Did you know that?
Loyola's
Rome program?
I know that you visited there a couple times,
school.
But I didn't know you went to school there.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that story.
Oh, are you kidding?
Wow.
Went to the cemetery.
Oh, you went to Vatican City.
Oh, I love Vatican City. I went to confession in Vatican
City.
That's
right. Now
and
I know.
The priest said to me, and I gave the guy like a PG-13 version of a hard R confession, and the guy said, when we live in a world without morals, we fall into an abyss. Swear to God.
Oh, my gosh.
I by the time I got to the bus stop, I walked out of there lower than whale dung.
This just got heavy.
And by the time I got to the bus, I was like, that guy just like went after the American church through me.
This got heavy hurry
Son
in a hurry.
A gun.
Let's go back to Rome. I want to hear from them. Any excuse to hear the B-52s.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Brandon never heard that song.
I
just started singing it, and he's like, what song are you talking about?
Get out.
I have no idea what he's talking
about. Get out.
No, that's okay. I don't think we're supposed to be locked into music from like the 80s or 85.
What's wrong
when
the
80s? Was it? Nothing. It's just if you don't know it, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1990. You might even hear it in the background here.
I'm sorry. Yeah, enjoy it.
Takes me back. There we go.
What are we doing? No, we're a radio station. We're playing it off your phone?
Come on.
What happened to the world?
What happened to the standards?
Sonny is in Burr Ridge. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny.
Holy cow.
Hey, I got a theory here on the Bears.
Can't wait.
You know, Kevin Warren doesn't want to be the one to everyone to point the finger at that they're moving out of Chicago. So this is all the long game. You know Chicago's politicians can't get this all sorted out, you know, as soon as they need to. So they're going to go to Arlington. He just wants someone to point the finger at.
No, Sonny, what's the other thing? Can't wait.
The other thing is all roads lead to Rome. We got the colonnade.
Nice.
Rome belongs at Soldier Field.
Oh, yeah.
He salvaged the call there.
He salvaged it.
He did.
Yeah, he took care of
a lot to salvage.
Yep.
I don't mind the ending there.
Yeah.
I don't think Kevin Warren's in this to try to – he wants to stay in Chicago. He's got a lot of reasons, and he's passionate about it.
Yeah.
I think you heard that in his voice.
And tonight, maybe he can – maybe we can all be fiddling while Rome is burning. We can all go Nero on the
Rome
damn
is
thing.
Not burning tonight.
I'm just saying, in a good way. Rome's on fire.
How many different Rome references can we make?
I don't
how
know.
Many different butchered we'll, Rome we'll references
never,
can we
we'll
make?
We'll never surrender. This is the right forum to do so. Let's try Kevin. He's in the western suburbs. Kevin.
I would just like to ask Jerry Reinsdorf and the McCaskey family why they don't do what other private business does in this matter, which is go ahead and put an IPO out there, and anyone who wants to invest in them can invest in them, and they can spur the money that way to build their wonderful stadiums that they want the public to pay for free. So again, instead of the public paying for it, put an IPO out there. Anyone who wants to buy the shares of stock, go and do it. That's normally how this world works. And okay. That's where I'll leave you guys, and you guys can go ahead from there.
All right, buddy. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks for that permission. I think
why don't they start selling Bibles with like the NFL rules in them?
Well, they took a step in that direction yesterday to begin the pep rally / press conference.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that because obviously then you would have – this is still a money-making proposition. They're in it to make money, mm-hmm. profit. That's why they're doing this. It's simple, and that would diminish how much money you make.
Right.
How much money you pocket or profit. I think what Mark Gannis said, back to that conversation.
Sure.
The $200 million that Jerry Reinsdorf has pledged and the $2 billion that the McCaskey family has pledged, I think those numbers are probably a good start for each respective project. Don't you feel like, and he left the door open, don't you feel like that those numbers are going to have to come up in terms of the personal investment in
yes.
these projects?
Yes, I
that
do.
If they have any chance of succeeding.
I think that it's interesting because I think that those numbers, you're going to play with those numbers. I don't think they're going to get this through the legislature on this go round. So then I think the numbers will change and they'll try again. I do think that this is a process and maybe they're taking advantage of the timing of it and the draft coverage and all that stuff. As Mark suggested, but I don't think they're going to change a lot of minds that are already kind of skeptical about it. I think that Kevin Warren understood election year, all the things that are going on with it, and I think that they will try again. I think that this initial one probably won't play, but I don't know that it won't change, especially maybe they add something, maybe they enrich it a little bit. And then they try again. That's how this stuff works. I don't think he can sit here and tell us, yeah, we're sitting on another billion, but we don't want to tell you yet.
I think that's probably a good way to put it. When we come back, and then we're balancing the draft, because it was just tonight with the stadium project, which was unveiled yesterday. I want to know how you feel and what people might think about the constant comparison to what happened in Minneapolis and whether or not that's appropriate or whether or not that's even comparable because of the differences in the cities and the markets and also with the ownership structure. So let's talk about that when we get back.
It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Yeah, I mean, I learned so many lessons during the journey in Minneapolis. And one of the things that I did learn that adage of time is money is real.
Yeah.
And so I'm just cognizant of the fact that every year that we don't reach a resolution in regards to a stadium, it does cost. And then there are issues from an economic standpoint. This is a political year. And I know a lot of people will say, well, this is not the right year. I've never seen it where there is a right year. It always has to be.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Bears president Kevin Warren.
Yep.
We talked to him earlier about his experience. It did take them like 8 years to get that building done.
It did. And by the way, nice
pushback.
Nice touch there, Brandon Fryer, with the background music there of Rome. We're mixing our topics, and that's fine.
Yes.
That is the B-52s from the 80s. Mully, here's the thing that I wanted to get into more with Kevin Warren, but you're limited by time, certainly. This idea that the Bears are going to be able to do in Chicago what the Vikings did in Minneapolis, I wonder about how apt a comparison it is. Because what they did in Minneapolis was they they really did something that seldom happens. They paid off $377 million in bond debt 20 years earlier than anticipated. 20 years earlier than anticipated.
They taxed that Mall of America or something?
Well, they did it creatively, and it saved taxpayers $226 million in interest. And so they found a way to get that done. And the way that Kevin Warren was introduced yesterday, the way that it was discussed is that, like, look what happened in Minnesota. That could happen here. It's George McCaskey, I think, that might have referenced this. And I apologize but it was suggested that it left the impression that they could do here what they did there. I just don't know that you're beginning a project this immense with $631 million or $629 million in leftover debt.
See, that's the problem.
Is anybody going to buy that?
You still have a ton of leftover debt from the last, whatever, 2003 was it?
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, you still have a massive leftover debt. And don't forget, Guaranteed Rate Field still has a massive underpaid debt. Not as bad as this, but no gouda. And I think that when you really think about how do you wind up with that kind of debt, how do you wind up, there's ineptitude going on. Do you trust the people that are, you know, I don't know what the city managers are like in Minneapolis, but feel free to come here and look over the books and see if you can help them out.
I think there's also different political and socioeconomic factors in play. And if the Bears' new stadium, wherever it is, looks like U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, I'll take that, and every football fan would.
Yeah,
it's a mecca. It's a football mecca. But I don't know that the mechanisms to pay for it are the same.
Exactly.
And the situations are very different. So right. I would want to hit pause on that idea. The other thing I need to point out, because we talked about last segment, and it was a good question, I just didn't have the full information, but it didn't sound right. MLB teams and NFL teams cannot be publicly owned. That's changed. The Packers were grandfathered in. It's not something that is acceptable, and there's no public ownership in Major League Baseball or the NFL.
No.
So this idea that they could do that and raise the money that way is a misnomer.
Okay. No IPO.
No IPO, no public ownership, and...
Could they sell the Bible?
They could probably, they could go door to door.
Just throw the NFL rule book inside it. I don't know.
Do they still do that door to door? When's the last time somebody knocked on your door to sell you a Gideon Bible?
I haven't bought any encyclopedias in a very long time, David. I think all that's online. Remember people would come door to door and sell encyclopedias?
Yeah, and magazines.
In like the 1940s or 50s or something?
People still go door to door. Isn't that a little bit more
dangerous now? I don't know.
I
don't know if they go door to door, but I don't really answer the door if someone's there. What? Go away. No, I don't like.
That's why you get a dog.
I don't know about you.
I've got the friendliest dog in the world, but you know what? He sounds mean behind a closed door.
I don't like giving money away at the door. You know what I mean? First of all,
it's Halloween.
I don't like have a lot of money. I don't have like a lot of cash on me. I'm kind of going through a bad period of time where I see a lot of people that are begging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of operating off a credit card, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I feel bad for people
that
have nothing.
Them. You ignore them?
Well, I don't just ignore them, but I mean.
Well, it's sad. Everybody's got their own personal code of how to respond to those situations.
Right.
Now I know yours.
I'm sorry that you and your children are hungry.
I
could probably...
I carry around a lot of singles.
Do you really?
And
like just from going to the club?
Exactly. Just from the night before, you know? I still have a pocket full of singles.
You got crumpled bills in your pocket?
Exactly.
Boy, what are we? Now we're in the 90s. That hasn't happened in a long
Vegas
time.
Vegas Haw.
Yeah, I guess.
No.
That's pretty funny.
It's Biggs time, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We're going to bring in our guy, Brad Biggs. We're going to get his final picks, and we're going to find out if indeed the Bears could trade down, if they're locked into where they're at, how they're going to approach a four-pick draft.
And it's big time now, but you know what? Saturday morning, 9 to noon, it's Mullinghaw time. Our draft special as will be 9 to noon Saturday morning as we continue draft reaction. Day three gets underway. Patrick Manley is going to join the fun in studio. Tune in right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. Hang out with us as we talk Bears, react to the draft, much more. Draft coverage on The Score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
We could have Dave on. We could have Biggs on. We've got all sorts of possibilities. We're just going to break down the
Grody
draft.
Time.
Everything from that point forward.
Yep.
Yeah, Grody will be out there. We'll give you tons of information. I'm looking forward to that. I love a good draft show, and I think it's going to be a lot of laughs. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of The Score.
Can't wait.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.